Many of the most common scams that seniors fall prey to are online relationships, what we call romance scams. They meet somebody that they believe is in need, and oftentimes what we've seen in the past, this is somebody who pretends to be maybe a service member that's overseas that is in financial need, an American who's working overseas that has fallen prey to a faulty financial system in another country. And what they've tricked these people into doing is sending them money that they need, that they intend to send back at some point. Or they will establish a relationship, a romance scam. So again, a lonely victim thinks that they are actually in a romantic relationship with somebody who then makes promises that they will intend to come to the United States, that they will eventually meet, that they will eventually marry. But in the meantime, if they could just receive some financial support, that is what they want to be able to take advantage of. Other scams we see are what we call technology scams. And this is where a computer user, perhaps an unsavvy computer user, falls prey to a virus that's attached to an email, or what we call malware that's attached to an email. And what that allows the scammer to do is to manipulate the victim's computer so that it looks like it is malfunctioning. They will then pretend to be tech services, perhaps from a major technology company, offering to help fix that computer. And by doing that, they make available to the scammer, the person manipulating the computer, payment information, either in a credit card or access to a bank account.